dreams and the light imaginings of men, and all that faith desires and love creates. Yes, Ozymandias Hall, forecasting England's glorious victory over Ukraine in Donetsk tonight. Wayne Rooney returns to inspire, a caged tiger who's kicked every ball against France and Sweden from the bench. The Ukrainians will attempt to draw his sting with ferocious tackles to inflame him to anger and a red card. Now, having missed so much football, is he fit enough to bear the burden of saviour? Some members of the press, in sheer hyperbole, are comparing him to Pelé and Maradona. Others are on their knees in sycophantic supplication for Saint Roy Hodgson. I shall join them if Saint Roy picks Walcott, Welbeck and Young with Rooney in the hole. That's just behind them, not for you neophytes, the black hole of Calcutta. All three are fine young players who, off the leash, can effervesce with cabaret footy. I do not envisage England having an attack of Chelsea-itis, that is, in essence, forming a Roman square, 10 men in the penalty box, conceding that the opposition is superior. That's footy from the Dark Ages. Now, either the game is world entertainment or merely flexing tribal muscles in xenophobia and jingoism. Ukraine have a talisman in Shevchenko, a flop in England with Chelsea, but resurrected for this tournament. He's 35 and looks it. Terry will tickle his catastrophe. Voronin, another also ran with Liverpool, has resurfaced. Gerrard will stifle him in midfield. They have a couple of quick wingers, but they'll be starved of the ball. Yes, we've won 3-1. What the devil does the plot signify, except to bring in fine things?